Bolstering the ranks of the GA caucus on Capitol Hill at a time NBAA leaders call crucial. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation focused, client driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. It's one of the most effective tools in NBAA's legislative arsenal, a gathering of lawmakers who understand and support the goals of general aviation. It's the GA caucus in both the House and the Senate. Dick Dubrava, NBAA Vice President of Government Affairs, says every election cycle, both the House and Senate caucuses shrink a bit.
Well, the good news is we've built the GA caucus back on the House side up to 248. And obviously, we want to continue to increase those numbers. So there's been a concerted effort by the whole GA community here in Washington to add to those numbers on both the House and the Senate. On the Senate side, we've rebuilt that back to 35. After the election, we were at 31. So we've had some good luck. We've had some new members come in. Also on the Senate side, what's helped with building it up is we had several GA caucus members on the House side that were elected to the Senate last November. But are we satisfied? No. We want to continue to build those numbers, and that's our whole goal.
Dubrava says building up the GA caucus on Capitol Hill is vital as lawmakers consider how they'll fund the Federal Aviation Administration.
As everyone knows, we've got an FAA reauthorization bill that's pending. Understanding that there's a hard look at privatizing the air traffic control system and moving it to a independent board-governed organization that we think would probably be dominated by the air carriers. And so this gives us an opportunity to explain our concerns to this broad-based bipartisan group of legislators, why we have concerns about that, and urge them to become engaged and obviously make sure that they're looking out for general aviation's interests and concerns as this debate continues about the next FAA bill.
And that's where Dubrava is looking for some backup.
Absolutely. And I think the most important part of that, as we always say, is advocacy by our membership. You can do that obviously by using the Contact Congress options that you have available to you by just going to our advocacy page and using the Contact Congress website. I urge our members also to look at the advocacy website and go down and look at your GA caucus list. So we have an updated list as of last week of the members of both the House and Senate. It's broken down state by state, so it gives you an opportunity to look at your state, see which members are on there, see if your senator's on there. And we really urge you, to, if they're not on there, to reach out to them and ask them to join the GA caucus, discuss how important business aviation and general aviation is to your businesses and also to your state. And also take that opportunity to, if you see a member on the list currently, be sure and thank them for their participation and how much we appreciate them taking the time and effort to be part of the General Aviation Caucus.
You'll find all of that on the website, nbaa.org/advocacy. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
Whether you're looking for a job or looking to fill a job, NBAA can help. The Association's Business Aviation Job Resource is designed to make it easier for business aviation professionals to find the newest available positions and gain greater exposure to hiring companies. In turn, companies are able to post openings to find the most qualified people in the industry. It all starts on the internet at nbaa.org/jobs.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. I want to point out a couple of items for you on the NBAA calendar. First, this coming Wednesday, there's a new webinar sponsored by Jeppesen called Weather Charts and Symbology, and you can register for that free on the NBAA website. Also, you can register for the last NBAA Regional Forum of the year. It is scheduled for September 17th at St. Louis Downtown Airport. It's a great place to network with other business aviation professionals, check out the latest from manufacturers, and check in with customers. Again, you'll find details at the NBAA website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.